What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. What a wild week it's been, if you've been watching the news. But we are here, live September 30th. And wow, what a week it's been. I have not been able to go through our daily devotions this week. It's been a very busy week with us here in Florida, evacuating and getting the church ready and praying and declaring and all those wonderful things and ultimately seeing a miracle. I mean, you know, at the same time, we mourn the great devastation, the horrific, you know, damage done in the Fort Myers and that whole community down there in Naples. We rejoice, right? I mean, we were right in line with that. Our church would have been underwater. We prayed, took authority, believed, and it did turn away from our church. And I'm 100% thankful for that. Obviously, we don't wish destruction on anyone, but 100% I'm thankful that it did not touch our church, period. And that is a miracle. And we're believing for that. We're praying for that. We had a lot of prophetic words that it was a pretty nasty demonic storm. And as you can see, right, I think it's one of the top five ever. But I want to share, we've had, if you really followed along on the devotions, they've been timely. You know, one was about authority the day of the storm, and one was about joy in the morning. And then, you know, today's was about, you know, because of the way. But I want to highlight yesterday's about joy in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5, his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 was written by David about one of the most difficult seasons he's ever gone through. I'll tell you right now, a lot of people are going through some of the worst season they've ever been through. But it was a celebration psalm that looked back on the amazement and gratitude of God's restoration from sickness to healing, and from the threat of death to life, from feeling God's judgment to enjoying the favor, and from mourning to joy. Psalm 30 contained it all, but Psalm 30 verse 5 is especially powerful. And why is that? Because it's a declaration that there will be an end to weeping. There are valleys and mountains and peaks in life, and we're made through to journey through them both. But no matter what you're going through today, there will come a morning of relief when your joy is restored. Maybe a bad medical diagnosis or damaged relationship. Maybe it's the hurricane, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the case is, joy is going to come back to you. So declare it over your circumstance. Discover God's greater plan. His favor is forever. And whatever difficulty you're going through right now, realize and declare God's power over it and his joy over your life. Joy always comes in the morning. You know, the Bible's clear that we rejoice with those that rejoice, but at the very same time, we mourn with those that mourn. And I feel like we're going through that, right? I feel like there's this great gratitude of gratefulness. I mean, when you look at the pictures of Fort Myers, and I get that not everybody understands Florida or feels it that way, but everybody knows and everybody's been watching what happened here over the last few days. And at the very same time, my heart is so saddened and we're finding out ways to send relief and help and hope. At the very same time, I'm incredibly grateful. And I believe the Lord was speaking to us through it, right? About, you know, standing on his word. And so I don't think that other people going through difficulty reflects on anything that God's done for us in Madeira Beach. But I do think that we can rejoice and mourn at the very same time. And there is a principle in scripture, no matter what you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, that joy comes in the morning. And so we know that no matter what the weeping is, no matter the suffer, no matter the loss, we have great joy at the end of all this. And I've learned a lot this week. My eyes have been opened. You know, I mean, I've preached on Anioshi for life, right? I'm always talking about Anioshi and Japan and heeding the warnings. And I'm going to tell you something crazy. When we moved to the beach area, we noticed these, I'm going to get a picture of them. I might preach on this one day. We noticed these tall, like you would not notice them. These like measuring rulers out of the ground with a little sign that says storm surge. That's it. And it's like goes up to 10 feet, 20 feet. And they're all along the beach. Listen to me. Locals never seen them. I talked to two people that have lived on the beach their whole lives and they've never noticed them. I did. The minute I got to town, I'm like, what's a storm surge? And it's the warning system because that coast, I mean, it's telling you it can be this bad if a hurricane comes. And let me tell you something. Nobody heeds this thing. It's incredible to me. when we saw this devastating hurricane heading our way, the Lord gave so many prophetic words through others and in our group here that the devil was right in the middle of this, wanting to cause death and destruction. Man, that we were to curse the thing and all the things that we did and prayed and stood on. And ultimately, we got prepared. I mean, what am I supposed to do? A lot of things aren't covered when you have a building on the ocean like this. They know. It's a matter of when. And so we cleaned everything out. We cut out the church, boarded up, sandbagged it all. We can't thank God for the people around us. But at the end of the day, we did the best we could. But a lot of Floridians, friends, they acted like nothing was going on. Oh, it's not going to touch us. It's not coming. I mean, stop. Listen, I couldn't believe the attitude that a lot of these Floridians had. They've always been given false alarms. They didn't think it was going to happen. Friends, I don't know. I'm not a fear person. I could care less. I'd sit on the beach and weather it out. I honestly don't care. But I'm not going to act like it's not a real thing. And even though you've had false alarms, I mean, open your eyes. 60 to 100 miles south of us was the most horrific hurricane any of us have seen in our lifetime. But the crazy thing is, a lot of the people in that area, yes, it turned last minute, but they weren't leaving. These people weren't leaving. Despite the storm surge rulers outside of their house, they didn't go. And it's crazy to me when there's warnings, how they're not heeded, and then we're shocked at destruction. I don't even know what to tell you. If it would have hit us like it was projected to, our church would have been underwater. Nobody would have been there. All my belongings were out of it. You know what I mean? And so it breaks my heart because some of these Floridians have this old mentality of like, they're not going anywhere. They've had too many false alarms and I don't understand. And I'm going, nah, dude, there's rulers all outside of your house telling you this, you're being underwater. And it's heartbreaking. Nobody deserves it. I don't care if they have that attitude or not. I think it's important that we heed warnings. I think that we look at what the Lord's warned us about in our lives so we can avoid impending destruction. I think there's a great prophetic parallel there about being ready, right? And ultimately, the greatest promise is joy is going to come in the morning. So whatever you're facing, whatever storm of life has come at you recently or are coming at you this week, at the very same time, I'm rejoicing that, you know, our church was spared. Two people that I know have loved ones that are dying and dear to them, and they're going through trauma. You know, so it doesn't matter. It's just a constant joy is going to come in the morning. Joy is going to come in the morning. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Joy will come in the morning. And so today on this Friday edition, as we're grateful, as we're saddened, as we're heartbroken, as people are dealing with loved ones that are suffering, as we're dealing with all types of ailments and storms in our life, remember the promise that joy will come, meaning there'll be an end to the storm at some point. So hold on, because joy is coming in the morning. That's it. I'm looking forward to next week. Thank you for your patience this week. And a big shout out to Alex. Man, you guys will meet him one day. What a great, great servant of God that has partnered with us on this podcast, who's been so faithful as I've been running around dealing with this, just being faithful to get these episodes out to you guys. So anyway, we love you. We'll see you guys next Monday. And thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful weekend.